Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 82. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 49. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with a high of 84 and mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with a low around 59. Still more sunshine on Sunday with a high of 86, south winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. And showers possible throughout Sunday night, staying cloudy with a low around 49. I'm forecaster Carol Foster. Currently it's 50 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The American Association of University Professors is calling out and investigating Emporia State University after the university went out with a rash of recent terminations of employees. WIBW reports the investigation happened after Emporia State University adopted the management framework passed by the Kansas Regents that allows schools to fire tenured employees at its own discretion. After the passing by the Kansas Regents, Emporia State did dismiss 33 faculty members, but the AAUP called out Emporia State, saying it's a, quote, direct assault on tenure and academic freedom. In the letter, they say, quote, it is difficult not to construe what has happened at Emporia State as a direct assault on tenure and academic freedom, with grave implications for tenure and academic freedom, not only at Emporia State, but throughout the Kansas system of public higher education. Emporia State has responded with their statement as of Wednesday, saying, quote, Emporia State University does not agree with the allegations. They firmly believe that the factual support actions taken are in alignment with the applicable university policies.
As we head into fall, it's time to start thinking about all our favorite tailgating and game day foods. At Yoder Meats, we want to help, and we've got all the right products to make any meat-eating experience great. Ribs, pork butt, brisket, multiple sausage and brat flavors, rolled and tied chuck roast, and so much more. Stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location today to pick out your next fall event's main meat course. Follow us on Facebook for all the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
The driver of a cement truck was killed during an accident on Wednesday on a Kansas highway. As Cape News reports, the event happened around 2:30 in the afternoon on US 281 north of Russell when the truck went off the side of the roadway and drove through a private fence. The truck then went airborne and rolled an unknown number of times. 28-year-old Mason Roach of Great Bend, the driver of the truck, died at the scene. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, he was not wearing a seatbelt. The investigation on the cause of the accident is still ongoing. In other news, the problem with fentanyl across the state of Kansas continues to get worse as Kansas City Police are now issuing a new warning about fentanyl after four new recent deaths, including a toddler, that have happened in the area in a 13-day stretch. Law enforcement has been trying to work on getting fentanyl off the streets after the latest seizure of nearly 41,000 pills, including fentanyl. They are warning the community about getting local drugs and prescription pills that may be laced with the fentanyl. They also urge anyone with an addiction to get help. So far in the Kansas City area, just in the last few weeks, 17 other individuals have suffered non-fatal overdoses.
Rack up the savings with B.F. Goodrich and Mike's OK Tire. Get a $70 Visa reward card or Visa virtual account after online submission with a purchase of four new select B.F. Goodrich all-terrain or performance tires. For additional details, contact Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Remember, Mike does tire repair, tire installation, tire sales, as well as front-end alignments. This offer is valid through Saturday, October 22nd. Again, up to $70 back from B.F. Goodrich with a purchase of four qualifying tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As election season gets closer with the November 8th election, the American Civil Liberties Union of the state of Nebraska is working right now to inform inmates about their rights to vote in the upcoming election.
ACLU Nebraska, before every major election, is sending voting rights information along with voting forms into the 69 jails across Nebraska.
That was Mindy Rush Chipman, the legal director of the ACLU Nebraska, on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say the voting rights are not affected for those inmates who have a misdemeanor conviction. If they are convicted of a felony, they must wait 2 years after they've served their sentence before qualifying to vote again. In other news, the community hospital in McCook recently completed their addition and remodel of their facility with a $16 million investment from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development. They say the work took 4 years to complete and was finished in August of this year.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County south of Hanover Wednesday afternoon. Cameron B. Gray, age 37 of February, was killed as his vehicle was struck by a cement truck that had lost control and turned onto its side after a front tire blew out. The truck was driven by Cameron B. Bruna, age 22 of Hanover, who was transported to Hanover Hospital with serious injuries. The cement truck's drum came unattached. It and both vehicles came to rest in a ditch off K-148, about 8 miles south of Hanover Wednesday afternoon, shortly before 2 p.m. Again, the fatality, Cameron Gray, age 37 of February, struck by a truck driven by Cameron Bruna, age 22 of Hanover, who sustained serious injuries. Black Squirrel Fest is Saturday. The fest celebrates Marysville's 50-year designation as Black Squirrel City. Wayne Cruzy of Marysville is among volunteer organizers and will be a guest on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY with more background and details.
From 7 until 11, the Wagon Wheel is going to be open. They're going to serve a breakfast buffet. Then from 9 until noon, some of the downtown retailers are having guessing games. And so you're going to go into those stores between 9 and noon, and the winner will get a $50 gift certificate to that store. From 11 to 4, we're having old-fashioned fun. In the 500 block, we've got Big Wheels on Broadway. Going all the way in the 1200 block, then we have bounce houses, and then everything in between. At 11:30, there's a kids' performance in the Kester House Gazebo Park. One of the huge highlights is Mary Jean Eisenhower, granddaughter to the 34th President of the United States. She'll be at the Kester House Museum and Gardens from 11 until 12:30 to tell stories. Then at 1 o'clock, we have a huge parade. 50 yes. entries. The high school band is playing. The Shriners are coming. There are floats. There are animals. And then when the parade's over, the Footloose Dancers perform in the 600 block of Broadway. They've become a staple of every Black Squirrel celebration. From like 10 until 4, we're going to give away a turkey, a whole ham, and then we have $50 in chamber bucks to give out randomly. And you're just going to have to listen.
Again, join Wayne Cruzy on our public affairs program Saturday morning, airing at 7:10 on KNDY. Live music will be featured throughout the day Saturday. From 11 to 2, Live Circuit and Susie and the Reckless will entertain on opposite ends of Broadway. Ryan Clausen and Lucas Brox will be live from 2 until 4. Marshall County Community Band and the Marysville High School Band will combine, performing at 3 p.m. at 519 Broadway. A live show with magic and more for the kids is planned on the Kester Block in the southwest corner under the Big Top at 11:30. Andy Critz and the Polka Tunes will perform Saturday from 4 until 6 in the 900 block of Broadway. This three-piece band plays mostly Czech polkas and waltzes with a little variety. Picnic tables will be placed along Broadway. However, people are encouraged to bring blankets and lawn chairs for additional seating. For those needing assistance, the shuttle service will be provided throughout Broadway. At the heart of a day-long celebration, a parade is planned at 1 p.m. with nearly 60 entries. That will process east to west through Marysville's downtown. Grand Marshal Mert Ott, who was Marysville's mayor in 1972, leading the city council to designate Marysville as Black Squirrel City, will be joined by the official city mascot, the Black Squirrel. A scaled-back version of a traditional Black Squirrel night is also planned this Thursday evening, October 27th, with a trunk-or-treat in downtown Marysville at 5 and the costume contest at 6. The Frankfurt community continues the October tradition of haunted hayrack rides, the first two Saturdays prior to Halloween. $7 chicken rides operate 5:30 till 7, $10 scary rides 7 till 10, October 22nd and 29th. In addition, the Frankfurt Fall Fest will run next Saturday, October 29th, noon to 5 at the City Park, with more details forthcoming next week. Darlene M. Fox, age 83, formerly of Topeka, passed away August 25th in Manhattan. The funeral service is planned Saturday, October 22nd, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfurt. Haddon Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Darlene Fox. Wayne L. Harper, age 83, of Frankfort, passed away July 29, 2020. Bonnie Mae Harper, age 88, of Frankfort, passed away October 6, 2021. A graveside service is planned Saturday, October 22nd at 2 at the Vermilion Cemetery, with the Haddon Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Wayne and Bonnie Harper. David M. Migger, age 86, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Glenn Griffey Farm at 1656th Road, Marysville. Private interment at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, with the Anders Fifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for David Migger. Dennis Paul Cullimore, age 74, Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Frankfort Cemetery. Reception to follow at the Frankfort Legion Cabin, with the Haddon Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Dennis Paul Cullimore. Dorothy R. Jones of Blue Springs passed away Thursday. Funeral service Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Wymore United Methodist Church. Burial in the Bethel Cemetery south of Wymore. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Jones. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, peas, and applesauce. Monday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, sweet potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time 7:17.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Everybody is wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free, comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures staying almost summer-like throughout the weekend before a large cold front will start to move through on Monday. This cold front will bring a chance for some rain showers, gusty winds, and cooler temperatures. Conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny before our first chance for any rain showers throughout Sunday night. For today, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Nearing 90 on Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And staying very mild throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s. Staying sunny but breezy throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. South winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Sunday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. And southwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 45. And showers continue on Monday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 67. Record high on this date 91. The average low 42 and the record low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:43. Sunset this evening at 6:41. It's 52 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 21st of October. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
For affordable housing, contact the Hanover Housing Authority in Hanover, Kansas. Proudly serving the Hanover community, Hanover Housing Authority offers one- and two-bedroom apartments for rent. The apartments are part of a property with a laundry facility, office, commons area, and maintenance shop. The apartments are clean, safe, and affordable, and are located close to schools, businesses, and churches in the Hanover community. Hanover Housing Authority does not discriminate tenants. For more information, contact 785-337-2692.
Join Russ Dieter celebrating 33 years at Seneca Furniture. All this week, register for prizes and take advantage of furniture specials, including Ashley, Best, Lacrosse, Lazy Boy, Sealy Forever Bed, and more. Shop a tremendous selection at both 401 Main and Seneca and 26 North 4th Street. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 2. Find them on Facebook and celebrate 33 years this week with Seneca Furniture.
The Astros hold serve. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Astros took care of business at home in the American League Championship Series. Starter Framber Valdez struck out 9 and allowed 2 unearned runs over 7. Alex Bregman providing the power in the bottom of the 3rd.
Swing and a 3-pointer from way downtown. It's good!
The call on KBME, down 3-2 in the 8th. Aaron Judge's attempt fell short. Houston holds on for a 3-2 win and a 2-0 series lead. Game 3, Saturday, in the Bronx. Cardinals hosting the Saints to start Week 7 of the NFL. The Cards scored 3 straight touchdowns, 2 via pick sixes off of Andy Dalton to end the first half. In the 3rd quarter, Kyler Murray threw for his only touchdown of the game.
Snap to Murray, quick throw left side. It's caught at the 1 and into the end zone for the touchdown is Greg Dortch.
The call on KMVP, Cardinals beat the Saints 42-34. Big trade in the NFL. Panthers star running back Christian McCaffrey is westward bound, heading to the 49ers in exchange for their 2nd, 3rd, and 4th round picks in next year's draft and a 5th round pick in 2024. NBA, the winless Sixers hosted the Bucks. Down 12 in the 4th, Philadelphia rallied furiously to tie it at 80. Later, Bucks guard Wesley Matthews drained a 3-ball to put Milwaukee up 89-88, and the Bucks get out of Philly with a 90-88 win. Sixers fall to 0-3. It was the Battle of Los Angeles. Clippers at the Lakers. Kawhi Leonard returned to the court for the first time in 16 months. He scored 14 and grabbed 7 rebounds in the Clips' 103-97 win over the Lakers. To the ice of the NHL, the Dallas Stars were at Toronto. It went to overtime, tied at 2. That was until Leafs winger Nicholas Robertson found the back of the net.
Here's Jamie Benn in. Benn had it knocked away. A pass for Robertson. Robertson over the line, dropping it back. Another shot, he scores!
The call on SN 590. Toronto beat the Stars 3-2 in overtime. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday Night Football coverage, Marysville at Clay Center, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover at Frankfurt, live on FM 95.5. Keep Prep's pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, 7 o'clock kickoffs. Valley Heights travels to Smith Center, Axtell's at Donovan West, Washington County hosting Rock Hills, Lynn is home to Blue Valley, and Centralia entertains Pleasant Ridge. Again, Marysville at Clay Center, Hanover at Frankfurt, live on air, online, and on our mobile apps.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
After Hours Feed Supply has protein if you cattlemen are getting those cows out on stocks. 28% AN and 2810 with urea on hand in 200-pound hard-cooked tubs. Call Bob today or stop by and pick up yours at After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It's time for the Stackline Report. Here's Larry.
Well, friends, with COVID comes a lot of questions. Very few answers sometimes, but we do have some interesting answers on an interesting subject called ending beef imports and exports would be a catastrophe, according to the people that put together a lot of information on it, and could cost cattlemen billions of dollars and raise prices for meat at the grocery store. This is a project that was authored by economist Glenn Tonser from K-State, and everybody's heard of Darrell Peel from Oklahoma State, the two combined on this deal. And they spent a lot of time, it looks like a lot of energy, finding that, boy, do we need imports and exports. And I don't think there's any doubt about this. There shouldn't be many questions about it. So those of us who think that we know probably ought to lay low. In the meantime, let me tell you just a couple of examples. They say it's hard to overstate the complex and ever-growing role of beef exports and imports. They combine to provide opportunities to increase value to the U.S. industry by exporting products that have more value in foreign markets, importing products that can be sourced more economically in international markets than we can locally. And I've heard for years, you know, that we don't import many steaks, but fabricating beef that we're short supply on sometimes, they have a lot of it in some of these foreign countries. And guess what? You can't do business one way. It has to be a two-way street. If you're going to sell people some product, you got to buy some of their products if they have some for sale.
And that's your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
I'm in an area called trade integration at Pioneer. So what's the trade being integrated? The Enlist E3 trade for soybeans. And what's it being integrated with? Ah, that's the big news. The Enlist E3 trait is now integrated with Pioneer's own exclusive and elite genetics. They're called Pioneer Brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans. And there are no other soybeans like it on the market. Pioneer Brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans, like no other.
Contact your local Pioneer sales rep today.
This year might be one that goes down in the record books in terms of weather. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Matt Siddle, K-State Assistant State Climatologist, and Chip Redmond, K-State Meteorologist, give insight on historical growing season comparisons, as well as what we've experienced to date.
For this growing season, we started April 1st of 2022. We came off a 12-month period where we had 4 inches less precipitation than we normally do, and we were also the 15th warmest 12-month period on record. 78% of the state was drought-free at the start of April 2021, but by the start of 22, we were down to only 28%. The DSCI, that's a number that's called the Drought Severity Coverage Index. So at the start of April 2021, we were at 36. Come forward to April of 2022, we were at 194, a much higher number. Historically speaking, this number only goes back to the year 2000. 500 is the highest possible number you can have. We have never had 500. We have had zero, fortunately, but the last time it happened was July of 2019. Less than 10% of the time in this 23-year history of the DSCI have we had the entire state be drought-free.
Redmond explains that the past weather has had some effects on what we are currently seeing.
Our winters are our driest time of the year. Typically, any rain event we get is a widespread event that usually brings uniform rainfall. The problem, especially with summer, is that we rely on thunderstorm activity to really focus and hit areas repeatedly, and we just didn't get that this summer. We did have some localized thunderstorms, but they were spread throughout the state, and there wasn't really any continuity to it. A lot of that was just due to stagnant high pressure across the plains. The monsoons played a role as well. We were so close to all this moisture in the Southwest, which was different than what the Southwest had seen the last year or two, where they had been very dry. And so with that moisture so close to us and then going up north and around us and basically missing the central plains, it really made the dry, warm conditions difficult.
Redmond provides positivity and hope for our future weather.
Right now, the Climate Prediction Centers continue to keep Kansas in below normal precipitation, above normal temperatures through the end of the year. There's some hope that with the La Nina combined with some impacts of that volcano that erupted in the southern hemisphere, that could play a role in helping get a more active or a weaker Arctic oscillation, which could potentially lead to more cold air outbreaks and maybe just generally active weather come the new year. With that, the Climate Prediction Centers put us under equal chances The other thing to think about is that La Nina has been prominent the last 2 years. We've never had a quadruple year. So the hope would be that we do trend neutral as the models are expecting us to, and we can finally start to break this pattern.
That's K-State Assistant State Climatologist Matt Siddle and K-State Meteorologist Chip Redman with insight on historical growing season comparisons as well as what we've experienced to date. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 52 degrees at sunrise. It was a high temperature earlier this week with record lows. We may be nudging record highs this weekend, moving well into the 80s for your Friday.
One of the world's top languages is one you'll never hear spoken. We will explain next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 21st, the 294th day of the year. Actress Carrie Fisher was born on this day, and the British Navy's legendary victory at the Battle of Trafalgar was on this day in 1805. Interested in learning a second language? Here's some data to consider when choosing one. In America, you would probably have the best opportunity to use Spanish. It's the second most commonly spoken and most taught in American schools. But for the past decade, the most marketable languages, that is, most valuable to employers, have been Chinese and Arabic. And while French and German still rank high, the fourth most popular language might surprise you. It's one that nobody really speaks, American Sign Language. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online anytime at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a big weekend for football across the state of Kansas, both professionally and for college football. Starting off with your Kansas City Chiefs as they're coming off their devastating loss against the Buffalo Bills last week, 24-20. They're now on the road to head out to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. And much of the focus is on how Patrick Mahomes may recover from last week.
He entered this contest like a heavyweight who lost an early bout. Now he has to get up and show what he's about. Niners are still dealing with a dude who threw for 338 yards, 8.5 an attempt. He's got 17 TDs, 4 INTs in 2022, rating over 105.
That audio from the NFL preview. Right now, Kansas City is still atop the AFC West with a record of 4-2. The 49ers are also atop their NFC West division with a record right now of 3-3 on the season. Kickoff coming up this Sunday at 3:25 in the afternoon before their evening game on Sunday next week against the Tennessee Titans.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's perfect.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network. The Kansas University Jayhawks have lost two of their last football games and dropped from the top of the Big 12 Conference to the middle of the RAC, but they say they're prepped, re-energized, and ready to go for their kickoff again on Saturday with kickoff at 11 a.m. against Baylor. The latest loss came against the Oklahoma Sooners 52-42 last weekend, where Kansas is now sitting number 5 in the Big 12 Conference and below the AP Top 25 at nationwide. The record shows they're tied in conference play at 2-2 with their overall record at 5-2 for the season. Baylor right now is slightly below them at 1-2 in conference play and overall 3-3 for the season. They're sitting number 8 in the Big 12. Kansas State University, however, is sitting number 2 in the Big 12 after slipping slightly with TCU taking the number 1 slot. It is the matchup against number 1 and number 2 in the Big 12 Conference this weekend as the number 17 Wildcats take on the number 8 TCU Horned Frogs with kickoff on Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Kansas State is coming off their bye week last week and the week prior with their 1-point victory against Iowa State 10-9. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football coverage, Marysville at Clay Center, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5. Keep Prep's pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, 7 o'clock kickoffs. Valley Heights travels to Smith Center, Axtell's at Donovan West, Washington County hosting Rock Hills, Lynn is home to Blue Valley, and Centralia entertains Pleasant Ridge. Again, Marysville at Clay Center, Hanover at Frankfort, live on air, online, and on our mobile apps. Substate volleyball pairings are set for Saturday afternoon. 1A Division II has top seed Hanover 30-5 with a first round bye. Second seed Lynn 19-15. Axtell number 6 seed at 6-27.